This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent, and today's question's about Mary Magdalene. You can imagine her grief over the Lord's execution, especially since she knew he was innocent. It's reasonable that she wanted to embrace her teacher when she saw him after the resurrection, but in John 21, Jesus told Mary, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father." Well, John, one of our listeners makes this observation. Other followers came into physical contact with Christ after his resurrection without hindrance. What prompted Jesus to forbid one of his most faithful followers from clinging to him? John?
That's a good question, and the answer is really bound up in the original language. When Mary Magdalene reached out to touch Jesus, it was really an indication that she wanted to hold on to him. The brief period of time in which he was gone, the period of his death, had devastated her. That's why her grief was so great. And the thought that he might go again, that she might lose him again, was really more than she could bear. So what she was doing was hanging on to him. It wasn't a touch like the touch of Thomas. Here, touch my side, touch the wounds, and see that it is I. This was a desire to hold on and to cling to Jesus. That was not going to be possible. He was going to ascend back to his Father, and in his place, he would send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would take up residence permanently in the life of Mary Magdalene and every other believer since that time, so that we are never separated from the very presence of Christ, for he is the Spirit of Christ.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Do you have a question for John? Visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.